I can't believe Grandma died. She wasn't even sick very long. This is the saddest day of my life.
Death is a terrible thing, but because of Jesus, it can be a new beginning. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. My name is Zach. It's okay to feel sad when you lose someone you love, but if they're a Christian, their soul goes to heaven, and someday they'll have a new perfect body too. Just listen to how the Apostle Paul describes it in 1 Corinthians 15:52. He says, "When the last trumpet is blown, those who have died will be raised to live forever." Now, our story for Sunday is called New Beginnings. Garrett lay in the warmth of the bright sunshine and watched beautiful butterflies flit from one flower to another. "This is the saddest day of my life," he said to his brother Wyatt, who was lying on the ground next to him. "Yeah, mine too," Wyatt said as he dug at the grass with a stubby piece of stick. "I can't believe Grandma died. She wasn't sick very long at all." "I know," said Garrett. "I miss her." The back door opened and Mom came out carrying two glasses of juice. "Can I join you?" she asked as she handed each of them a glass. The boys scooted apart and Mom sat down between them. She had been crying. Her eyes were puffy and her nose was red. She closed her eyes and lifted her face toward the warm sun. "The sun feels so good, doesn't it? I'm glad God gave us such a beautiful day," she said as she looked around the yard. "Look at all those pretty butterflies." "I guess they hatched from these things," said Garrett, handing a couple of empty gray casings to his mother. "Grandma showed these to me a few days ago. She said the caterpillars in them would turn into butterflies." Mom smiled and nodded. "Those caterpillars have a new and better life now, don't they?" She put an arm around each of the boys, just like Grandma. Tears spilled onto Mom's cheeks. She left her old, worn-out body, and now she's with Jesus in heaven. Someday her body will be resurrected and made all new and perfect. Can you imagine what she might do then? "I never thought about it before, but she told us she used to like running races," said Wyatt. "So she'll probably run a lot when she has a body that doesn't hurt from arthritis anymore." "Yeah," said Garrett. "I never thought of Grandma being able to run. She always moved so slowly. Maybe she'll even do cartwheels." Mom laughed. "Maybe. We can be sure she's happy and will never feel pain again." Mom wiped her eyes. "But it's still normal for us to feel sad and miss her. Just remember that since we all know Jesus as our Savior, we'll see Grandma again one day." So how about you? Have you been sad when someone you love died? It's okay to feel sad, but remember that when a Christian dies, their soul goes to heaven to be with Jesus. So if your loved one knew Jesus as their Savior and you do too, one day you'll see them again. And someday all those who know Jesus will receive a glorious resurrected body. Even though we feel sad and miss those who have died, we have hope knowing we will live with Jesus forever. Our key verse, once again, 1 Corinthians 15:52.
"When the last trumpet is blown, those who have died will be raised to live forever."
And our key thought for Sunday, Christians will get new bodies. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge leading up to Easter. Thank God for His blessings and ask Him for help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the Keys for Kids 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.